Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the weekly course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So on Saturday night, I was out in Boca Raton at a place called Meisner Park, which is a really cool area that's got shops and restaurants. And on Saturday nights, you see the people come out in force. And it's a great place to people watch because you see them show up in their Ferraris and their Lamborghinis. And it's as if one person's trying to outdo the other person. And it really is interesting because while I'm sure there are people that have the money to be driving the cars that they're driving, there are also a lot of people that don't, right? They're living beyond their means. And it's something that you see pretty often in this part of the world, just people trying to compete with each other in terms of what they have. And I'm convinced if you're one of those people that live beyond their means, meaning you're putting more, there's more money going out every month than coming in every month, that's going to create problems for you. Whether it's marriage related things or just financial problems, the stress that comes with spending more than what you make is really brutal. And if you really think about it, why? If you're making a good living, do you really need to spend more than you make on stuff? And so many people do it. And the other thing that happens is that monthly nut, whatever your monthly expenses are, they over time tend to creep up. And the more you make, the higher that monthly nut goes. But what if instead you got relentless about eliminating debt? So you look at your highest rated interest rates, like if you've got a credit card that has a 18-19% interest rate and you're carrying a balance there, if you could systematically work to eliminate those things, to pay those things down one by one, and you be relentless with taking, instead of buying something else, more stuff, you start to eat away at some of that debt that you have until maybe it even means getting to the house and paying the mortgage off early. But the key is to not let that debt work against you. You work so hard to save for things like retirement, and all of a sudden, if you're carrying big balances and a lot of debt, that affects it. The compounding factor works the other way. So just getting relentless about eliminating debt. Again, starting with what your highest interest rate payment is and just work it off, keep paying it down until you get rid of it and then go on to the next one. Another area that really eats people alive is recurring payments. I've been paying for HBO for I don't know how many years and I'm not sure why because I never watch it. And every month there's a $15 or $20 charge that's hit, it's probably $20 that's on my credit card that for whatever reason, I never bothered to eliminate it. But what I did was couple months back, I just started looking at all these things. I went through my statements. I went through the auto pays going into my bank, and I started looking at these things, and I realized there's so much money that's going out in these recurring payments. Why can't I get rid of some of it? Why can't I dump the stuff I don't need? And instead of having a subscription to HBO, if there's a movie that I really want to see, I can go rent it on Amazon. And that way I don't have the recurring payment. I just pay for what I use. And at the end of the day, I'm not really using it anyway. So why am I paying for it? And as I went through, I found so many different areas that this was happening to me that I could just eliminate things that I didn't even realize. So if it's been a year or two since you've gone through with a fine tooth comb and look at all these recurring payments you have, take the time to go through what's happening. And I can almost guarantee you're going to find things and find places to save and find things you didn't even realize you're dealing with that are there that you can get rid of. The other thought is, as you start to look at some of these payments, look at some of the other things that you are paying for that you sort of need, like a cell phone in this day and age. You probably need a cell phone. People need internet service. And, if you've got a subscription to cable or a TV service, that's another one. But here's the thing. Why not call these people and see if you can work on getting that payment down? And it's just a negotiation. So, and the conversation's simple. I'm shopping you and I want the best rate. And chances are there are, the electric company, clearly there's no one else you can go to because those are monopolistic, but there are certainly some like telephone service and cable TV service that you can get down. And if they think you're going to leave, you'd be surprised how motivated they are to keep you. And it's by simply going through and shopping and maybe getting rid of a couple of carriers and switching to take advantage of savings. But a lot of these companies will give you an incentive to stay. And why not work that out? And I saved on cable. I probably saved $100 or at least $60 or $70 a month just from doing that. And that adds up. And the other thing to think about is if you find yourself in a situation where you're getting paid more and all of a sudden you get a raise, or if you're running a business, if you notice that business is up, what if instead of changing your lifestyle, you pocketed the difference and just saved it? You put it somewhere, whether you invested it or just put it away somewhere, you save the difference. So you don't increase your lifestyle with the increase in money you have coming in. You instead use it to save. And once you get to a point where you can afford to live your life for months, years, or even decades, your stress goes down and it creates freedom for you. And that's really what it's all about. If you knew that you had the peace of mind that you could carry yourself for long periods of time. If you're in a situation where you're not happy at work, it puts you in a much better situation to be able to work your way out of that situation, to potentially leave, go somewhere else because you have that cushion. So if you want to reduce the stress in your life, and if you want to create more freedom in your life, just get relentless about living within your means, getting control of your monthly nut, paying off debt wherever you can, and just finding ways to save a few dollars here and there. And all of a sudden, if you're spending less and saving more, it becomes a game changer. If you know of anyone who can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to Apple or to Spotify. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this week, just get focused on this concept of living within your means. Get control of your monthly nut. Become relentless about eliminating debt wherever it is. Look at your recurring payments and see what you can do without. Negotiate the ones that you can't do without. And if you find yourself in a situation where you have a windfall through a raise or you're bringing more money in the front door, save the difference. Don't change your lifestyle. You're going to lower stress, you're going to create more freedom, and you're going to put yourself in the driver's seat.